Discount cigarettes are getting more expensive in some states that require tobacco companies to set aside money for possible lawsuits. Smaller cigarette makers argue states are unfairly targeting them to help big tobacco companies protect their market share. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The only sign in front of the Cap Tobacco store in Summerdale, Alabama reads, "Cigarettes, $12.99 a carton." But owner Chuck Tracy will be changing the sign at the end of the month when a new state law will send prices up $2 to $4 per carton on the discount cigarette brands he sells.
This is a great seller. This is a great seller. And they're probably both going to go away.
At least three companies have notified him they'll no longer sell cigarettes in Alabama rather than raise prices. Tracy's store specializes in so-called taste-alike cigarettes, sold in familiar-looking packages. Take, for example, Cowboys, which come in a deep red carton adorned with a logo that looks an awfully lot like the Marlboro Man.
They're going to mimic. They mimic Marlboro. And they got the rider almost the same. And I understand it's very close, flavor-wise.
Tracy says his customers pay about half as much as they would for premium cigarette brands, which could save a two-pack-a-day smoker at least $1,000 a year. Customer Barbara Nelson stops in at least three times a week to pick up a carton of San Telmos.
Because they're cheap.
She used to smoke Salems, which cost about $27 a carton. She buys the San Telmos for less than $15.
I figure every four cartons, I get a free one.
The discount cigarette market has exploded since the 1998 tobacco settlement with states suing over the public health costs of smoking. Major cigarette makers had to raise prices to make payments on the $246 billion settlement. New companies and smaller ones that weren't part of the deal are able to sell cheaper cigarettes. And more customers are buying them, according to tobacco stock analyst Martin Feldman of Merrill Lynch.
If we look at the year before any of the settlements took place, 1997, the deep discount manufacturers had under 1% of the market. I estimate that today the deep discount manufacturers have about 13% of the U.S. market.
And as big tobacco's market share goes down, so do its settlement payments to states. Senior Assistant Attorney General Dennis Eckhart heads California's Tobacco Litigation and Enforcement Section.
It has met a significant loss of revenue to the states.
California and Alabama are two of about 17 states with new laws requiring tobacco companies that were not part of the settlement to set aside additional money, averaging about $3.90 per cartons of cigarettes they sell, in escrow accounts for 25 years. The escrow accounts for non-settling companies were originally called for in the settlement agreement. Attorneys general say the new legislation is aimed at closing a loophole that allowed manufacturers to concentrate cigarette sales in certain states and then get back most of their escrow payments.
I think that the states want to make sure that there is an even playing field.
Melissa Reynolds O'Day is an assistant attorney general in Maine.
The states were concerned that a lot of tobacco companies would come onto the market and charge very small prices, make a lot of money, and then disappear before the damages that their products inflict on people ever surfaced.
She says the escrow payments serve two purposes.
One, to get rid of the price discrepancies and make it a more even marketplace. And two, to provide a source of funds so that when the damages arise 20, 30 years down the road from these products, there'll be a source of recovery for folks who are injured.
It is simply a way of enhancing and trying to enhance the market share of the majors.
Former Virginia Attorney General Anthony Troy now represents the Council of Independent Tobacco Manufacturers of America. The group is considering a lawsuit over the issue. Troy says states are simply imposing an additional cost of doing business on the smaller cigarette makers to stifle competition and enhance government coffers.
I know of no other industry in this United States where sovereign states are being asked to step in and prop up one competitor against the other and receive any monies, never mind monies of this magnitude.
He points out an added incentive included in the state tobacco settlement. If the participating tobacco firms achieve a market share of 99.05%, then they'll pay $300 million a year to the American Legacy Foundation, the anti-smoking organization created in the settlement by the National Association of Attorneys General. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.